Pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev says, Yosef ben 17 shana hoya. Yosef was 17 years old. And from here we see that Yosef was 17 years old at the time that he was sold. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Tesvav Halacha Beis, says that a man should get married at the age of 17. And the Magen Mishnah on the spot asks on the Rambam, from the Mishnah in Ovois, Perek Hei, Mishnah Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ben Shmoina Esrei Lechupo. A man should get married at the age of 18. So how can the Rambam say 17 if he's contradicting a Beferish Mishnah? The Magen Mishnah answers that age 17 is the correct age for a man to get married. And when the Mishnah says 18, it means after his 17th birthday, when he is starting his 18th year. So the Rambam, who says 17, can fit very well with the Mishnah in Avos. In Sefer Gan Rava, he says that the opinion that a man should get married at the age of 17 is not only the Shita of the Rambam, but it was actually said much earlier by the Tana Yonis in Ben Uziel. In Parshas Vayigash, the Pasuk lists the 70 people who went out to Mitzrayim. Included in that list are the 10 sons of Binyamin. Rashi in Parshas Miketz tells us that Binyamin named his 10 sons after the troubles that Yosef encountered. One of Binyamin's sons' names was Chupim, and Rashi explains the name because Binyamin said, Binyamin said, Yosef did not see my chuppah, and I did not see Yosef's chuppah. That's why he called his name Chupim. However, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel explains the name Chupim slightly differently. Binyamin named his son Chupim because Yosef was sold at an age that he was roi l'chuppah. We know that Yosef was sold at the age of 17. And if Targum Yonasan is saying that this was an age of roi l'chuppah, he obviously is of the same opinion as the Rambam, that a man should get married at age 17. And when the Mishnah in Avos says, Shmoina Esrei l'chuppah, it means in his 18th year, after his 17th birthday. So we clearly see that the Tana Yonasan ben Uziel said Shva Esrei l'chuppah many years before the Rambam. The second part for this week is also related to Chanukah. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, brings two seemingly unrelated teachings of Rav Kahana. One is that Rav Kahana teaches Ner Chanukah Shehinicha L'mala Michof Amo Pisulo. If a person places his Chanukah menorah above 20 amos, he has not fulfilled his obligation. A menorah has to be below 20 amos. The second teaching of Rav Kahana is regarding when Yosef was thrown into the pit. The pasuk says, V'harbor reik ein bo mayim. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. And obviously, if the pit was empty, there surely was not any water in it. So why does the Torah say ein bo mayim? On this, Rav Kahana explains, Mayim ein boy, aval nechoshim v'akravim yesh boy. The pit did not have any water in it, but the pit was filled with snakes and scorpions. There are two questions on this Gemara. Firstly, are the two teachings of Rav Kahana related to each other? And secondly, the Pasuk says that Reuven intended to save Yosef by having him thrown into the pit. The Pasuk says, Leman hatzel oisa miyodom la'ashivai elavim. He threw him into the pit in order to save him from the brother's hands and return Yosef to his father. So how did he allow Yosef to be thrown into a pit that was filled with snakes and scorpions? How is it possible that after that, he would be able to bring him home? The Torah Tmima answers these questions with the Gemara in Tamid. The Mefarshim there explain that when the term hashlocha is used, hashlocha, to throw, it means throwing a minimum of 20 amos. Ein hashlocha pochos michof am. By Yosef, the term hashlocha is used. They threw him into the pit. If hashlocha is a minimum of 20 amos, that tells us that the pit was at least 20 amos deep. By Ner Chanukah, the reason why above 20 amos is possible is because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, to publicize the miracle. And Ein Ein Sholeit Yosef Michof Amo. The eye can't see more than 20 amos away. So a menorah above 20 amos would not be visible, and therefore is puzzled because there is no Pirsumei Nisa. For that same reason, we can answer how Reuven allowed Yosef to be thrown into a pit that was filled with Nechoshim v'Akravim. Since Hashlocha is more than 20 Amos, the pit was more than 20 Amos deep. Ve'ein ayin sholetes Yosef michof amo. Therefore, Reuven did not see the Nechoshim v'Akravim that were lying out of sight on the bottom of the pit, 20 Amos away. Based on this, the two teachings of Rav Kahana are very much related. They are both based on the fact that one can't see more than 20 amos away. The first member of Rav Kahana, Ner Chanukah L'mala Michof Psula, is because it's not visible and there's no Pirsumei Nisa. And also, the Aborek ain't by Mayim, Mayim ain't by Nechoshim Bakraf Mieshboi. Since the pit was at least 20 amos deep, Reuven could not see the snakes on the bottom. And therefore, even by throwing Yosef in the pit, he still hoped to save him because he did not see the snakes on bottom. Both statements of Rav Kahana are interrelated with the same common theme of Ein Ayin Sheletes at a distance of more than 20 amos.